Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Phyllis Hackett, a board member with Braveheart Volunteers, and Liz Zacher, an associate professor of art at UAS here in Sitka. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you both here. I'm going to reach over and move your mic really quickly, Liz. A subtle adjustment, but I want to be able to hear you well. Thank you both for being here. We're here to talk about a huge event in Sitka and a huge event for Braveheart Volunteers, and that is the Braveheart Bowls fundraiser. And I want to talk a little bit about the history of this event. You both have been involved in it either as community members or making bowls for many years. And we were chatting a little bit about how long this has been going on. We think about 20 years, but Liz,
close to.
Yeah, you've been actively involved since you've been in Sitka, so 15 years.
15 years, yeah,
yep. And that's when you came on as an art professor over at UAS.
Yep.
And I want to hear a little bit about our memories of how this began. The first one, Phyllis, you were saying was in the art studio over at UAS?
The first one I remember attending was at UAS. I'm not sure it was the art studio. It was one of the rooms. It was before their big remodel, so mm-hmm. It's a little different now. But one of their rooms there, and it was small but crowded still.
So crowded, yeah. It kind of had to grow into another part of the university.
Yeah, it grew right off the bat. You know, the next year it was bigger, and the next year was bigger, and then shortly thereafter moved over to Harrigan.
Which is where it is now, and where it's been since you've been with it, right,
yeah,
Liz?
Yeah, well, when Harrigan was being remodeled, there was one year when it was over at Odessa on the Fine Arts campus.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep.
Mainly Centennial Building. And yeah, this is an event that gets, like, sold out. The bowls are swooped up. People come and get lots of soup. It's a huge event for the community. So let's dial in for listeners who haven't been to it before and don't know what it is. What exactly is the event? Liz, I'll ask you.
So it is a fundraiser for Braveheart Volunteers that involves hundreds of handmade bowls made by local community members. It's kind of changed over the years in terms of format. This year, it'll be, you know, you go, you pick a bowl or a couple bowls to purchase, you get free soup and bread to take with you to go. And it's Braveheart's biggest fundraiser of the year.
And then I want to talk about the bowls themselves, because that's a huge deal why people come in part because it is a fundraiser and helps support an organization that's important in our community, but also an amazing event and a chance to get bowls from artists that maybe you can't find in the stores. Phyllis, you're an example of that. I personally love your pottery. My husband and I try to get it whenever we can, but you no longer sell in Sitka, and yet you have made some bowls this year, so we have a chance to actually get your bowls.
I've made a few bowls. There are a lot of bowls there by artists who you're not able to get, like Liz,
right.
Zacher, yeah, here. She doesn't sell bowls in town. I mean, this is an opportunity to get her bowls. Kathleen McCrossin, Robert Rose. I mean,
Rich Phillips,
yeah.
Trent Cap.
There's a
Michelle
lot of
Friedman and her daughter Shanti, who made bowls all the way in Seattle and brought them up for this event.
Fun.
So
yes,
yeah. So it's a good opportunity to see work from artists that you don't really get to see, and certainly don't need to get a hold of. And the bowls there is a price on them, but really it's a donation. So you come and you get soup and you make a donation and get your soup and roll to go and visit with people.
Yeah, you were chatting before we came on the air, Liz, and you likened it to Raven Radio's own version of fundraising.
Yeah, you may pledge $100 and then, you know, get a mug. It's similar for Braveheart, but you get a handcrafted, you know, unique, one-of-a-kind work of art made by a local artist. And the range is very wide in terms of, like, we have artists contributing in their early 20s and all the way up to their late 80s in terms of age range and different styles of bowls, hand-built, wheel-thrown, some that are, like, elaborately decorated. Kathleen McCrossin, for example, she uses a process where she transfers drawings onto her, the surface of her bowls, using a printmaking technique, almost like a monoprint, but with ceramic pigments. And so, yeah, there's a lot of great things to choose from.
Okay, yeah. This is
style.
Lots of different styles, different sizes, mm-hmm. Artists that maybe you can't access all the time. Also, amazing amount of community involvement to make this happen, because you told me before we came on the air, you made 450 bowls total.
Yeah.
It's a huge effort, and it's a big
months
effort on
months.
Braveheart's part, and it's a huge effort on Liz's part and university.
Yeah.
We certainly couldn't do it without Liz or the university's support. Liz opens up the studio there for people who are not, don't have a place to work and maybe don't even work very often in ceramics, and able to come in and make bowls for this event without being a student or registered in any way. Mm-hmm. That's huge, a huge offering that university donates to this.
Well, I want to get to next why so many people are involved and why listeners might want to be involved as well. And that's because of what Braveheart Volunteers is. But before we jump to that, I do want to make sure we get the day and time of when this event is so people can make it. So, Phyllis, when does this happen?
Well, it happens on July 5th, this Saturday, and the doors open at 11:30, and it's open until 2 o'clock. And it's at the Centennial Building.
Great.
So it's right downtown, easy to access. It gets pretty busy, a lot of people, and a lot of fun. So.
And if you want to get your pick of the bowls, you should come at 11:30.
It's good to come early if you want your pick. They go quickly.
Yes.
There's usually a line to get in. Uh-huh. But like you said, there's 450 bowls.
Lots to choose from.
You're probably not going to go home empty-handed if you can't get there at 11:30. It's still worth coming, because there's a lot of really good, really good bowls.
And it's also worth coming because you're supporting Braveheart. And so I want to ask you, Phyllis, as a board member, tell us a little bit about what Braveheart is and what it does in our community here.
Okay. Well, Braveheart has been around 20 years. And the mission is really simple and compassionate. We offer companionship and respite and education for those facing grief, loneliness, and end of life. And we're serving right around 50 Sitkins. And our volunteerism hours, at least for 2024, we've volunteered or had people in with people 13 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's really an incredible number. And Braveheart is, you know, unlike a lot of organizations, we don't get any funding from any entity. All of our funding comes from local support. And or people who, family members who have had somebody here locally receiving services that then continue with different types of contributions, mm-hmm. options.
Which it sounds like is also one of the heaviest contributions is actually volunteer time, whether it is
it's huge.
A certain time of year, like doing the bowls around this time of year, or if it's like a daily sort of showing up to be with a person.
Yeah, or weekly.
Weekly.
You know, it's really whatever, you know, we have a wonderful volunteer coordinator and, you know, she meets with the people, the care receivers, and then she pairs up volunteers with care receivers that will get along well together, enhance each other's lives. It's a wonderful thing to become a volunteer. And you can do it in a lot of ways. You know, you can volunteer as much as you want your schedule, and they'll work around it. And Maddie Gillespie there is really great at figuring all that out and matching people up. It's really a wonderful organization.
Well,
so many ways.
And if you come out to this event, the Braveheart Bowls fundraiser, you will get your soup, you will get a bowl or two, you'll get to visit with friends and neighbors, but there will also be a table about Braveheart there, and you can have a chance to talk with board members, staff, right, about how to volunteer or get involved.
Right. And you'll also get a roll.
Okay.
Don't forget
not
the rolls.
Soup.
Guys, we have rolls.
Tell us where this all comes from. Yeah.
Well, our rolls come from Wildflower Cafe and C-Mart, and our soups come from Ludwig's. Everything's donated again, but Ludwig's, Mean Queen, Westmark Nugget, and Pizza Express this year.
Amazing.
So,
huge.
A lot of ways, a lot of people contribute to this.
That's right.
Which is contributing to Braveheart.
In our community, yeah.
In our community,
lovely.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, come out on Saturday, July 5th. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. at the Centennial Hall, and the event happens until 2 p.m. I've been speaking with Phyllis Hackett, a board member for Braveheart, and Liz Zacher, an associate professor of art at UAS. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.